us to our feet, therefore, and begin to pray. It's a very simple thing. And I like the fact that we're starting from Psalm 103. If I carry your Bible and read it, everybody, let's read it together, then we'll refrain the words after. I read it and you repeat after me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Don't read it to talk. You know, okay, talk to yourself, all right? Say, my soul, bless the Lord. Say, my soul, be grateful to God. He said, be thankful for every good thing that he has done for you. Say, be thankful. In fact, that's like they say, I am thankful for everything that God has done for me. I am grateful for everything that he has done for me. Say, in Christ Jesus, he forgave all my sins. Say, the blood of Jesus has cleansed away all my iniquity. Now, that is very important because that's the foundation for sickness. Do you get my point? All right. Say, the blood of Jesus has cleansed away all my sins. Say, the blood of Jesus. I want you to talk like you believe it. As if you are talking to yourself. You are making a statement of fact. And you want the devils to hear it. You want the angels to hear it. You want God himself to know that you know it. Say it. I don't want to say it loud. Now say it to yourself. Say it under your breath. Say it convincingly. That the blood of Jesus has washed away all my sins. He has washed away all the sins of the ancestors that may have attached themselves to me. I am free in the name of Jesus. I am free because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Even the sins that I committed myself, the sins that I put my hands into as a young man, as a young woman, as an adult, I have been redeemed from all of them. The sins that will have killed me, in the name of Jesus, I have been redeemed from them. Jesus has washed away every effect of those iniquities. Jesus has forgiven me by the power of his blood. I believe in the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. Declare, say, I believe in the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. I believe in the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. Say, Satan, you can't hold me. Say that to him. Say, in the name of Jesus, you cannot hold me. All your works are destroyed in my life. All your works are destroyed in my life. All your works are destroyed in my life. That Jesus was manifested that he might destroy your work. Because of my faith, I have taken my own part of that destruction of your work. Satan, be gone from me in the name of Jesus. Just say it, Satan, be gone from me in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to declare again. Say, God has healed all my diseases. Now, I want you to do something. You just be quiet for a few moments and just think through your whole body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet as if you are addressing your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your neck, just like that, down to your feet. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have been healed because of the sacrifice of Jesus. That the Bible says it. Now, I want you to begin to talk to yourself as I'm talking. You can use my words. You can modify them as it pleases you. That I have been healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. That the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus is working on my behalf. It has set me free from the law of sin and of death. He has set me free from every disease. Say, Christ is in me. Even though my body was subject to death because of iniquity. Because it said, even though my body may have been subject to death because of the genes I inherited. He said, yet the spirit of Christ is giving life to my mortal bodies. Say, in Christ Jesus, I have life. Concerning my brain, in Christ Jesus, I have life. Concerning my eyes, in Christ Jesus, I have life. Down, just if any part of your body is hurting, speak to it. Say, my kidneys, hear ye the word of the Lord. In Christ Jesus, I have life. In Christ Jesus, I have life. I believe the report of God. I believe the report of God. I believe the report of God. I believe the report of the word of God. I say, in Christ Jesus, I have life. In Christ Jesus, I have life. God has forgiven all my iniquities and he has healed all my diseases. I am healed. I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In the name of Jesus, in Christ Jesus, I have life. In the name of Jesus, in Christ Jesus, I have life. In the name of Jesus, in Christ Jesus, I have perfect health. I am healed. Every disease by any name is out of my body. Whether it's hereditary, whether it's genetic, whether it's an infection, whether it's a degeneration, whatever it is, even though they say it's old age and it is normal, or it is seasonal and it is normal, what is normal with me is health in Christ Jesus. What is normal with me is health in Christ Jesus. What is normal with me is health in Christ Jesus. There is no deadly disease that he did not come to destroy. He used to reverse, listen to me, those who were dead physically. How much more when they said this disease can kill? It has not even killed yet. Therefore, it is inferior to the power of death itself. Therefore, I speak against it by the Spirit of Christ that raised him from the dead, through which God raised him up from the dead, and which dwells now in my mortal body. I said, I am healed in the name of Jesus. I am well in the name of Jesus. Declare, say, my life has been redeemed from destruction. Because the Bible says that he redeems your life from the pit or from destruction. Say, he has crowned me with loving kindness and compassion. Listen, you know what compassion is? Jesus will touch, the Bible says that compassion will move him. And he will say, little girl, arise. All right? And the girl will get up. He will touch, you know, the widow of Nain as they're carrying away the casket bearing her son. The Bible says that he was moved with compassion. And he went there and scattered the funeral. So the Bible says that he has crowned you with loving kindness and that same compassion. Which means he has touched you in every part of your body and you are well. The part of the body that was dead before has received the touch of Christ and now he is well. I wanted to declare, see, I have been crowned with loving kindness and the compassion of the Lord. I have been crowned with loving kindness and the compassion of the Lord. I have been crowned with loving kindness and the compassion of the Lord. I have been crowned with loving kindness and the compassion of the Lord. I have been crowned with loving kindness and the compassion of the Lord. Therefore, I will not die, I will live. Therefore, I will not die, I will live. I will live and fulfill the purpose of God for my life. See, I will live and fulfill the purpose of God for my life. Look, I want to do this thing for yourself every day. Declare it. I have been crowned with loving kindness and with compassion. I have been crowned with loving kindness and with compassion. Therefore, I will live and not die. Say, my years he has satisfied. Listen, the Bible said that he satisfies your years with good things, or your mouth with good things, and your youth is renewed. Listen to me, old age is not a disease. Therefore, you should not become sick because you are growing. Reject it in the name of Jesus. Say, as my years will be, so will my strength will be. In the name of Jesus, as my year is, so will my strength increase. I have the testimony of Caleb. Why? Because he has satisfied my mouth with good things, and my youth is renewed like an eagle. My youth is renewed like an eagle. Say, my youth is renewed like an eagle. He has satisfied my mouth with good things. That's what Jesus did for me on the cross. He gave me the liberty to tap into the riches of God for my life. I tap into his loving kindness and his compassion. He has satisfied my mouth with good things, and my youth is renewed like an eagle's. I want to declare, like Paul said, so if that the Spirit of Christ dwells in me, he has given life to my mortal body. The Spirit of Christ dwells in me. He has given life to my mortal body. I am above sicknesses. I am above diseases. I am above every work of the enemy. I am above every work of the devil. Jesus was manifested to destroy his work in my life. I am of faith in Christ Jesus. I do not believe the doctor's report, either of health or for ill health, but I stick with the report of God, which says that the Spirit of Christ dwells in me and he gives life to my mortal body. Begin to give God thanks once again. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is what I believe and I thank you for it. Give him thanks. Say, Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. You know, Derek Prince says something in his book, God's Medicine Bottle. He was sick. He had dermatitis of both hands and feet. For months, he wasn't cured. And then he now read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. My son, attend to my words, from verse 20. Incline your ears unto my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. From your heart, keep them in the midst of your eyes, or one of them. Because he said, because they are life to them that find them, and medicine to their whole body. You know, if you read most Bible, say health. But literal Hebrew says medicine to their whole body. So he decided to start taking the word of God like medicine. I think 3 times a day was what he chose. In the morning, I don't know which scripture he used, but we have plenty we can use now. He would drink it like medicine. Bishop Oyedepo told the story, told one woman once, the woman was having problems. He said, I will give you 2 tablets. 2 tablets. What are the tablets? 2 scriptures. These are the tablets you will use when the problem will arise. Are you getting my point? The problem with people is that they don't understand God. They say, you know, with doctor, I can be patient for 2 years. Oh, God, no, 1 second. If he doesn't do it in 1 second, he's not working. All right, sometimes your faith has to be persistent. He said, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. You take the word of God, like, in fact, let me give you my own recommendation as God's doctor for today. You know, I'm consulting for him. Is this one's taken 2 times a day, morning and evening, and PRN. You know the way we say PRN, as when needed. When doctor writes PRN for you, it means anytime. I like one thing about the word of God, there's no overdose. You can drink it and drown in it. The more, the better. It doesn't have overdose. And I remember one day, so it was many years ago, I had been feeling feverish for some days. And then one day I woke up in the morning, I found out there was chicken pox. Ah, yeah, it was. I was angry. That was the most important emotion I felt. Anger. Ah, so I was so angry I cried. So I took 1 tablet. I remember that tablet was Supernatural Living Series by Bishop David Oyedepo, tape 2, Stirring Up the Gift. I sat in the room. I didn't go out. I put in the tape. I lay down there and I listened to him talk about the word of God. I used it to stir up the gift of God that is in you. When I finished, I prayed, rebuked the fever, rebuked the pox, rebuked everything, went to have a bath, and then I rubbed plenty of dressing powder. I just saw it there on my face so that nobody would start talking. Somebody said, hey, what is that on your face? And I didn't answer them anything. How are you feeling? I didn't say anything to anybody. He said, you know these Christians, my auntie said that they never admit they are sick. I said, I'm happy you know it, so forget me. Forget me. That day I stayed indoors all day, chopping my tablet, you know. I kept on eating the tablet, played the tape again and again. I woke up next morning, I still remember, God who I serve knows I'm not lying to you. I still remember that I just did my hand like that as I woke up. I'd never felt a face that smooth in my life. I just did like this. I still remember the way it felt to run my hand over my face. I looked in the mirror, my God, I may as well have been born yesterday. The word of God is alive and is well. Listen, you will go home. In fact, I keep on saying this, I didn't plan it. You will go home and bless somebody. You will go home and minister to somebody. I like the way E.W. Kenyon, you know, it's like we talk about a point of contact. Are you getting my point? The woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment, if she had the face, she could also have said that if I would just look in his face, the same thing would have happened. One man came to Winners once, gave a testimony. He's had a mental issue for a very long time. All right? And he wanted to see Bishop so that he would pray for him. Of course. He may as well try to get an American visa. Now, you don't blame him. If you know the crowd of people that used to come then, how many people will he talk to? All right? All right, in my little level, I know how much work I have to do. So, I can imagine. So, he went and positioned himself near where the man will pass. So, you know, just nice man, just walking by. Just saw somebody standing there, say, hey, how are you? You know, just normal greeting. And the guy answered, I am fine. And instantly, his brain was released. The man did not know until he gave testimony. All the harassment of his brain, the tightness in his skull, all the thing that was disturbing him. The man just looked and said, hey, how are you doing? He said, I am fine. I heard the story of one man. He was ministering to people. He was tired. One woman said, look, you must pray for me. But the man said, I'm tired. Get away. And he touched her to push her away. That was it. The woman got healed. The touch was not prayer touch. It was like, nah, beg, go. The woman said, that is good enough. And that was it. She was healed. I remember stories I've heard. I think it was Ken Hagin or the Gilly that would tell this one. He gets tired. After a minute, he said, let him lean on somebody. Like, ah, man, I don't tire. That hand, as it touched the guy, the man flew away 14 feet. Now, so I'm trying to say that it's not the material thing. It's just the contact, all right? And that's what I mean. You get up, you go home and say, okay, you have been sick. Especially when it burns a loved one. All right? You know, I like the way that woman said. They said when the children eat, the crumbs that fall from their table is powerful enough to drive away the devil that was afflicting my daughter. And Jesus said, yeah, that's a revelation. is to you according to your faith. If you have eaten and you are full, go home. You don't even need it. You don't even need it. Just go with the same words. Say, you come. For these 3 days, you have been sick. I have come today with the healing power of God. I have discovered that this same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can cure typhoid fever. Are you getting what I'm going to make? Uh-huh. The Lord is good. So when you leave here today, you will go home and you will bless somebody. Did I hear an amen? Can we just wave our hands to the Lord? Say, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Let's just give him thanks. Just thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, this is very important. Not only have I been healed, I've become a minister of healing. Say, Lord, I thank you for that. Not only have I been healed, I have become a minister of health. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I have sent you. That is, I carry the same unction. So the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me, all right, to do all these works. I'm preaching deliverance to the captives. Say, I have become a deliverer. Not only have I been delivered, Lord, I thank you, because I have become a deliverer. Everybody, just put up your right hand. Dear Lord, I ask you this evening to fill these hands, Lord, with your unction, to bless people with this Spirit of Christ in the name of Jesus. That resurrection power with which you forgave our sins and healed our diseases. Lord, fill these our hands, Lord, with that same resurrection power, so that those that we will touch, Lord, will be blessed and healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And let all the glory be yours alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.